hold it down and lose control. So fresh, yes, it's good to go. Welcome, podcasters, to the first episode of You Killed It, which is the podcast dedicated to all things the challenge, the real world road rules challenge. My name is Jordan Strickland, and alongside me is
Ryan Kane.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about the America's fifth professional sport, the real world road rules challenge.
Hopefully, someday soon.
Hopefully someday soon, as most people, anybody who's anybody is devoted to watching this. So we're going to be analyzing everything. And this season is the Fresh Meat. And
Fresh Meat 2.
Fresh Meat 2, yes, which I wanted to talk to you about first because I didn't watch the original Fresh Meat.
Really? You've never seen the original?
I haven't, and I'm confused about what's going on, actually, because I'm used to the duel and the ruins and the gauntlet. And which are all basically the same thing, yes?
Sort of. Basically.
Like they all get voted in and they go do challenges.
Yeah,
right?
I think the way of being voted in is different on each, like different from the gauntlets to the infernos and whatnot.
But the idea is basically the
same.
Yeah,
it's all basically the same. It's two big teams as opposed to like 12
Everyone
or 13 little teams.
That's what I'm confused about, and I'm not sure I really like it. Because they're all paired up with each other, so it's two-person teams, basically.
Right.
So at the end of the season, is it going to be the final challenge is going to be between four people?
No, the final challenge will be between four teams. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then, like, whatever team comes in first gets to split the reward and so on down the line, except for number four, who get they get nothing!
Okay, well, I like about it is there's no, like in the ruins, like, everybody is gathered around in this arena, and then everybody's cheering and stuff. In this one, they're just out in the woods, like, running around and stuff. Is that what every challenge is going to be like?
Well, that's how it was last time. In fact,
oh, really?
If I remember correctly, on Fresh Meat 1, the Exile, it was basically the same thing every time. It was like a long run on the beach, if I remember correctly.
That's weak. And the beach would actually be better than this, because at least you're on a beach.
You know what? No, it was through the woods, come to think of it. And then the season finale was on the beach.
Okay.
Another difference is that with the first one, the amount of luggage that you brought was weighed the second you step off the plane, and that's how much you have to fucking carry.
Oh, really?
All the way through exile.
That's funny.
Whereas this time, they just start them all off with a base 40 pounds.
Uh-huh. The girls had less, or like 20 pounds less or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guys had like 50, the girls had 30 or something like that.
Well, that is one thing that was an interesting element, is that like girls would end up, like, they'd weigh their luggage. It's like, why did you bring 100 pounds of luggage, you know? Or even worse, I think on Fresh Meat 1, Danny and Melinda, they were a couple from the real world Austin. Mm-hmm. They came, and Danny packed a shit ton of Melinda's stuff, and when they went to exile, they were totally screwed, because it was basically like two girls' worth of luggage.
So Melinda has been on there before? Because I was wondering why she's never on there. It's
yeah, I think she was only on the one time, though.
Okay.
It was Fresh Meat. Like, practically the whole Austin cast was on there. Danny and Evelyn were on the team. It was Evelyn's first challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They went in the first day and were gone. And then Melinda was like, oh, my boyfriend is gone. Uh-huh. How am I going to survive? And I don't know. Maybe that influenced her never coming back. But
speaking of Evelyn, shocking. I don't know who the person that couldn't make it into the country was.
I was wondering that too.
But apparently someone was supposed to be on it instead of Evelyn, and then she shows up halfway through the first episode to take to team up with Luke, who for some reason got last picked, but his scores in like the running around stuff were pretty good. I think.
Were they? Like, because I remember made that comment.
Yeah,
and
I remember his. That's why I said that. I don't know if maybe I'm just going by his comment.
I'm thinking he was maybe just joking. Like, I'm thinking maybe he knew, like, God damn it, my scores don't even compete with some of the girls here, so I'm
really totally,
I don't know. Like
See, I've watched this again and again and again and again. And I should have I only watched the very first episode once, so I don't know.
Yeah, like same here, and I watched it, you know, like a week ago, so.
But I was thinking
I looked online to see if I could find the statistics to see if Luke was actually serious, but I'm going to have to go and rewatch the show again.
All right. Well, I was, even if he does suck and he was being, I don't think he sucks. He doesn't look like he would suck, but him and Evelyn could be completely unstoppable.
I don't
know.
Evelyn
is.
I don't know though, man.
Well, I guess it's a different game because in a ruins, it's a girl versus a girl. But if it's an exile and it's just long distance running and puzzle solving, that's completely different.
The thing is, the stuff that they were tested for, it doesn't exactly tell you how you'll do in exile, because no one had to run more than like 100 yards in the test run.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to get back to Luke, Luke was picked last for a reason. No one looked at Luke and looked at his awesome scores and was like, "Nah, I don't want this fucking guy."
Yeah, that's
I'm going
point.
With the lesser fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is why it sucks for Evelyn, because if he was the weakest one, she just came in and accepted the weakest person, so she won't be there for much longer.
That's
either.
A good point. And let's see, who else would be is going to be a big contender this season?
Before we just start spouting names, I want to know your teams. Who do you think are going to be the who are you going to
the end like
pick
the final
as the winners?
If I had to, well, you always have to say, I don't know about Kenny this season.
Here's how I want it. Okay. I want you to, you can pick two teams. One of the teams has to have a veteran girl, and one has to have a veteran guy.
Okay. Geez, let's see. I have to look at my...
You can pause. We can pause for a moment if you'd like, so you can gather your thoughts.
Okay. No, I think I'm just gonna go with my gut here, and I think it's gonna be. Jeez, there's a couple wild cards though, because that Nor guy was killing everybody.
But like, I think he got it worse than anyone because he got set up with Jen. Like, yeah. Jen got to pick first. And
oh, she's getting voted off, too. Like, we saw, or she's getting kicked off. Remember in the preview, she punched the shit out of that girl.
And I was wondering about that, too. Like, if your teammate gets kicked off.
Yeah, does he
are
get
you
kicked go- off?
Are you fucked, know. Too? Because, like, in previous seasons, like, think of the one where CT and Adam got in the fight on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
They brought in two replacements the very next day.
Yeah,
they
might give him
fine.
They might give him a replacement girl.
But I don't know. I don't know how that would work. We're going to find out, though.
I don't know, but okay, here's who I'm picking, and this is just, I'm just going with my gut here. I'm going to go, jeez. I'm going to go, I'm either picking Kenny or Wes. The thing about Kenny is, I've never seen him, like, compete, again, like, in the ruins or anything, because his strategy is always so good that he never gets voted in
like
on anything.
Into, like
into
a gauntlet or an inferno.
Yeah, into a gauntlet or whatever. Like, So is he actually any good?
He has been voted into, I think, an inferno, and he went home.
Hmm.
He lost.
Yeah,
he lost
so
to Nehemiah.
Okay, so just because he lost once, I'm going to go with Wes and whoever he's teamed up with. He teamed up. Oh wait, no, I take that back because he chose that that stupid bimbo girl for some reason, that blonde.
Well, like chick. He chose her because that's the devil, you know. Like, he's won with a girl like that. He picked who was it? Casey in Fresh Meat won.
He won that one.
He didn't win. He came in third place, but he got to the final the final mission. Whatever you'd like to say.
Okay, well, I'm going with Sarah the tattooed chick with the whatever in her face.
Okay.
Who is she teamed up with again?
Vinny.
With Vinny. Okay, Vinny seems pretty solid. He's like a super Bostonian guy who's going to be super aggressive and stuff.
He would have fit right in on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Carrie Ann last season, Sarah would have won because Carrie Ann slowed her down a lot.
Yeah.
And she said from the very beginning that she wanted to, the only reason she went on the Real World is so she could compete in the challenges.
Yeah.
And she seems like she's in better shape this season too. So she's my pick for the veteran girl. And for the veteran guy, Jesus Christ, does Caitlin count? For the veteran guy?
No. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I guess I'll go Kenny, just because...
Kenny?
He seems pretty safe. He'll at least be in the final challenge, I think. Kenny and Laurel, because his partner Laurel is like 6'5".
Yeah, yeah. She'll be a good competitor.
And for long distance running, she's got those long legs.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I'm with you with Kenny and Laurel. Mm-hmm. They were one of the teams I was picking to take it to the end.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to disagree with you on the other team. I pick Pete and Jillian.
Okay.
Because I remember Jillian from the last time she was on. I think it was the Gauntlet 3, maybe.
I never have seen her before, so that's why I wasn't
sure
about her.
They constantly voted her in, and she went all the way to the end. And then they ended up winning. Hmm. So, and not only that, but I think she's a runner. And she also, like, her teammate was into all these sports, football, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But also, what was it? Was it lacrosse, I think?
Yeah.
And that's a fucking exhausting sport. That's running true. The entire game. So, they're my pick.
Okay. But what if they keep getting voted in over and over again?
That is the one.
They're going to lose one of these
that's
times.
That's the one problem. Because they... Like, I mean, it was obvious that people, I think it just had to do with the fact that they don't know her enough. Like, she hasn't been on enough. She doesn't have enough friends there. So they were like, oh, fuck it. We'll just get rid of her. But at the same time, I think in the future of Fresh Meat 2, they're going to be kind of like dueling alliances. So if she gets onto one of the strong alliances, then one of the other weak teams... Like, let's say she gets on the Kenny's alliance against Wes, and then they're able to vote in one of Wes's weak people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then they could do all right.
I don't know. About the alliances, like, I don't get why everybody automatically respects Kenny and Wes as, like, they're just automatically calling the shots. Like,
yeah, I know.
And they didn't show, like, in editing, they didn't show any of Wes going around saying, okay, we're voting in Jillian and Pete.
Yeah, in fact, there was, like, one little part where they showed kind of Wes, like, talking to people, and Jillian was standing there in the background, so, like, who knows what he was saying to people.
Also, I don't get the point of... Sometimes on these shows, I just wish that people would just vote how they wanted to vote for people rather than having somebody decide, like, on this, or, like, when was the last time on Survivor that somebody voted who they actually wanted to get out rather than...
What was good for
them. What was for the team or whatever.
Well,
but...
I don't know. Coach in Survivor, he voted for, what was it, Courtney, and that caused Boston Rob to go home.
Yeah.
So that that proves exactly why that's a terrible strategy.
I suppose so.
well, let me think. I think a couple of people, like a couple of veterans, really got fucked over. Landon, I think he could totally go to the end if he was paired with the right person. I think he would be even stronger than Darrell, but he got that wrestling.
He's got Carly,
yeah.
She made the comment, "I'm not good at athletic sports."
Yeah,
she's a wrestler somehow. But
yeah,
she's,
but that I don't know.
For
that
some reason, big-breasted girls just never do good on this show. Like fake tits don't work like that. Who's that chubby chick with the fake tits who said she popped her implant last season?
shit.
Anyway, they're basically useless, so I think he's out pretty fast. She doesn't seem like she's going to be a big contender. She couldn't get over that wall at the beginning.
Yeah, well, like, who knows? Maybe she does cardio at the gym. She's got to stay thin.
She's got I guess so. She could, maybe she can run. Maybe.
So if she can run and Landon can carry her weight, Landon also seemed to be a kind of smart guy, so maybe they could take care of a puzzle. Who knows? Maybe she's a bottle blonde and will actually be able to solve that number thing.
Maybe.
number thing, by the way, I did it last night. It took me about 4 minutes. The one where they have to make rows of 15.
Oh, out
of the numbers 1 through 9.
Ryan, by the way, has made flashcards of all of the cast members, so he knows who he's talking about.
Well,
which I'll admit I thought about doing too, but I don't have a printer.
It so. It wouldn't have been necessary with a normal like Inferno 4 or something to that effect, but since it's fresh meat, all kinds of new faces.
Mm-hmm.
First podcast episode, I don't want to look like a total jackass.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about this like fresh meat is I was thinking but half the cast is new now, and I'm not going to be as enthralled because I don't know all these people. But within 15 minutes, I'm completely captivated by everybody who's new.
Yeah,
there.
And there are going to be some people that are going to be with us for the upcoming years.
Yeah.
Think about it. Evelyn was a fresh meat character.
Evan.
Big Easy. Evan. Kenny.
Kenny's the only one this season who was on Fresh Meat 1.
Evelyn.
Oh, and Evelyn. Yeah. Damn it.
So,
but I wanted to talk about how do you think Kenny's gonna do without Evan and Johnny Bananas with him? Because and Derek, like he's alone basically.
That's a good point.
Those are the guys who kept him completely in charge the whole time.
Well, like it's clear that he's able to just start. Like it seems like he was able to just start it up once he got in there.
Yeah,
and I think Wes, like Kenny, is kind of like a nice guy, and Wes is going to annoy a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have to decide who they're going to team up with when it comes to splitting those two up,
mm-hmm.
everyone will just go with Kenny.
Yeah, like I'm kind of turning the corner on Kenny. Like he had some pretty funny lines in the first episode, and I feel like his huge dickness, like being a huge dick, is just I think it's just for the show now, like because he's too much of a cartoon.
Like yeah,
he said Mr. Beautiful doesn't need to to be fraternizing with slutty girls, and like all those stupid comments, like
yeah,
calling
I think that's
the king of kings
a lot
and
of
stuff.
Just for like the camera.
Yeah,
you know?
And Wes seems like a genuine fucking asshole basically,
kind of. Yeah,
I've never liked him. I think I watched his original season. I think he was on, what was he on? Real World?
Yeah, he was Real World. Real World Austin,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly. We had mentioned this earlier, and I just want to get back to it. If anyone knows why the one girl couldn't get into the country, I need to know that, because that's pretty interesting.
Do we have an email set up?
We do. It's youkilleditpodcast@gmail.com.
You killed it podcast, which is the catchphrase of TJ Lavin, but I don't think he's said that in like 4 years.
No, he said it in the duel
once
last year. It's much more of a rare thing. I think the Inferno 2 was the real was where You Killed It really got its play.
Maybe he got flack for it or something from
probably
his friends,
because like
he probably didn't realize he was saying it so much.
He said it a lot. He said it like after the Inferno, like episode after episode after episode. It's pretty funny.
By the way, TJ Lavin, zero charisma as a host.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Are you serious?
I am such
you
a...
You like him as a host?
How many years have you been watching it? Do you only know
he
TJ as a
like
host?
He seems like he's fucking stoned. Well, no, who's the guy who was doing the Olympics this year? Johnny Mosley. I watched one of... He was on it, did it a couple times, didn't he?
He was all right.
They were both kind of nothing.
Only did it like once or twice.
Why don't they get a comedian or
but
something to do it?
The reason that I like TJ Lavin so much is that he seems to like get into it. He'll stop in front of us and be like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't do that.
That's good when he does that, but most of the time he's just like, here's your Samsung, blah, 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 blah.
He realizes that it's fucking stupid that he has to be like, oh, congratulations, team. Maybe you should try a piece of Orbit's gum now. You know, he realizes, like, oh, goddammit, that's
yeah,
lame.
Maybe.
But he also seems to be, like, kind of interested in the goings-on of the Inferno. Like,
I do like it. Like, he genuinely doesn't like it when people give up.
Exactly.
Like, he's pissed.
Exactly, man. And, like, I read a thing online that's like, oh, man, he's developing a fucking attitude problem. Why is he giving so much people shit when they give up? Oh, because
like
they came
attitude.
Here and they fucking quit. Like, they're probably, like 12 other people lined up who would be like, oh man, I'd love to do the challenge this season. But
yeah.
Oh no, Coley came on, and now she's going to give up on the first fucking one, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Like last season when they were doing that one where they're trying to climb up the thing. I don't remember what they were doing, but he was like, so, who was the girl? She was like, what does it look like? I'm giving up. And he's like, looks like you're throwing a fucking temper tantrum is what it looks
that
like.
That was Casey.
Yeah, she is useless. I'm glad she's not on there this season.
I don't know. Like, I mean, yes.
You're just attracted to her.
Yes, she's useless, but she's my favorite flavor of eye candy.
Oh, really?
I'll give her that.
I am actually pretty upset that Cara Maria was off in the first episode because... I like the rocker chicks every once in a while. She seems nutty. After watching the post show, she seems like a nut job a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm liking the leather and stuff.
I don't know. Like personally, I'm not a fan of like leather and shit like that. Like I'm looking at the picture of her right here, and like they like
it's a certain breed of chick to be able to pull off a nose ring, and she can do it as far as I'm concerned.
Style people advise you when you're getting ready to go out to the clubs. To, you know, get ready, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as you're about to walk out the door, look in the mirror and then take one thing off. It looks like she looked in the mirror and then jumped into a junk drawer because, like, she's got, like, beads in her hair. Can't even count how many different necklaces.
Well, it's definitely overdone, but I know why it is. Because I know where she is at this exact moment. It's 10 o'clock at night on a Friday or a Saturday, and she bartends at Bar Sinister I'm not sure where it is, but it's a goth bar.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why.
Well, but no, like, I'll give it to you. Like, when she was doing the challenges and stuff, she definitely had to tone that shit down. And when she was just wearing her normal team uniform, she was a very cute girl.
She knows when to tone it down.
That's true.
Also, Darrell, being Cara Maria's partner, was also taken off. He was in the exile with her. I am not sad about that because I've thought for a really long time that he is quietly like the biggest asshole in the whole show.
I disagree. I think he's quietly a good guy.
No.
Like, oh,
he's
man.
A dick. Like, he beat the shit out of, he just lost it on Brad last season and like injured him horribly and got kicked off for that. He always, like...
But Brad had been egging him on for half the night, man.
Well, Brad may or may not have deserved it, but... I've always hated Darrell, and I like hate his way. He's like really condescending, like on the post show, like he, what's her nose, the super tall chick was trying to like put in her two cents, and he's like, "Why are you talking right now?" Like I just hate
it's
like
that wasn't his finest hour.
I just hate guys that like just make people feel stupid for no reason. That's like my least favorite type
Fine,
of person.
But that's rarely him. Like he.
That's why I say quietly. He's just a dick on the inside, and then it only comes out every once in a while.
But like in previous seasons, he seemed like a pretty nice guy. Like he doesn't really get quite as much camera time as most of the other people. But,
yeah.
I mean, he's always seemed, you know, nice enough. And a really good competitor too. You know, so.
I'm glad he's gone.
Well, fair enough.
What do you think about Caitlin getting... Because she's counting as a girl. She, like, technically, legally, she is a woman, but genetically, she's a guy. So, technically, she has a two-guy team. And I think her... who did she pick? She picked that the new black guy?
Let me see. Caitlin picked...
Brandon. They... I mean... That's another wild card because it's a two guy team, but Caitlin, she says she's a martial artist and stuff, but like it could go either way. She could be completely useless.
I think she's going to piss too many people off.
You're probably
right
about
like
that.
She came in there with like one people that she'd be aligned with or one person. And she's already like,
she's on the outs with Sarah.
Yeah. Like saying like, you're so annoying when Kenny's around. It's like, fuck you, bitch. I have a little bit of a crush. Get over it. Goddamn. But I don't know. She's been annoying me already. Whatever. One last comment about Darrell.
Okay.
I just watched the last episode of Fresh Meat 1 again, just to kind of get it fresh in my memory. And after he won, he said, like, one of his last lines to the camera was, you know, if I'm on this challenge, you got to get rid of me early. Or else, because if I'm not on your team, you're not winning. And goddamn it, they took that to heart.
That's what I don't like about him.
Well, like, goddamn it, man, cut him a break. He had just won the fabulous prize,
please.
And he was, you know, he was just high on life.
I guess he's just a dick.
One person that did kind of get on my nerves during the whole choosing process was Danny, where he's like, "Are you ready for this? This?
Yeah,
this?" And
I'm serious.
Yeah, exactly. Sandy was like, well, you know, I jump off cliffs for fun I can usually handle it. And he's like, I'm serious. So like, what the fuck? Do you think I was joking?
Yeah. And she was like, he's the one guy who I hated.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be teamed
like,
up with.
I would have been a little disappointed being paired up with Danny, too, because he's never won one of these things.
No, he never seems to really go all out in them.
And he fucking, like, he's a total flake. He, yeah. like, buckles under the pressure. He gets way too nervous. Mm-hmm. If shit's not going right, you know, it's all over.
Yeah.
You know what was interesting in the after show? Speaking of Darrell, before we get too far away from him, Darrell said that he was going to retire unless mm-hmm. they do a duel.
Yeah.
And that he's got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
That's the worst mistake he could have ever made, because you can use children as leverage. Think about MJ, where he's like, oh, I got to worry about Bella's education. Yeah. And then it fucking infects the entire team's mind with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, no, we can't vote off MJ.
By the way, how would you get a fucking job if you got to worry about, like, what are these guys doing on the off season? Are they just training and shooting up roids for the next challenge?
MJ is just trying to work on getting a third child. That way he'll know, like, there's no way I'll fucking lose. They'll carry me across the finish line.
They're just sitting at home staring at their phone waiting for the call to see if they're going to be on the next challenge or not. Like, how do they, like, they have, that's what I don't understand. That, like, another podcast we listen to talks about this, and We need somebody to do a documentary on all these people from the Real World Road Rules Challenge when they're outside of the thing to see what they actually do, because they have to have disposable jobs to be able to actually take however many months off every single year.
Yeah,
or
like
every other year.
When I lost my job, like I was thinking, well, you know, finally I can be on the real world.
Oh, but, I just went over the age range.
Yeah,
age
god
cap.
Damn it. But I would suspect it's just something like bartending or some stupid retail job that they're like, who cares? But at the same time, like, the normal, the veteran people, they're getting up there in age. They can't just be working retail jobs at this age. Like, in fact, if you remember on the island, like, a couple of them ended up going, I think Abe went home because he had some sort of construction gig that sounded like it might not be going so well. And he's like, oh my God. He started panicking, like thinking his whole outside world was going to fall apart while he's trapped on the goddamn island.
And the guy that hosts the post show, what's his name again?
Mark Long.
Yeah, he's been on like 15 of those things. He's got to be 40 years old.
Well, you know, he was on them, and then they actually let him host one of them with Eric Nice.
Oh, really?
I think it was Battle of the Seasons, and so he was like, oh, great, I'm going to have this, like, gig in TV hosting, and then he worked on that Dodgeball show. Do you remember the TV show that was just
vaguely,
people
I don't
competing
know if I ever
in dodgeball
it.
Matches? He was one of the dodgeballers, and yeah, I guess whenever he can't get work, he's like, fuck it, I'll do another challenge again.
Maybe he's making some sort of a living. There, that one guy, Blair, who actually is like a VH1 DJ or something.
Yeah,
though,
he's made stuff happen for himself. He was actually just hosted the Adult Expo thing. He was co-hosted it with Sasha Grey. So
that's funny.
He's making it work.
And that super super hot Asian girl that nobody remembers except
Jamie.
For me.
Yeah, from San Diego.
Oh my gosh, she was the hottest.
Really hot.
But she is she's like an actress in like bad movies. She was in the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Well, we can all start out with
I actually love that
Godfather.
Movie. It's like one of the best movies ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
I gotta check
like,
it out.
It's terrible, but it's good.
But no, like it's really cool that she's getting
work.
Oh, and
she was in that Sorority Row movie too.
Yeah, yeah. Usually you think about like people like reality stars who want to be actresses. It's like, well, you just killed that fucking idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
sometimes they can sort of make it happen.
Yeah. Like it seems to be going fairly well for her. Do you remember from Real World Las Vegas? And she's done a bunch of challenges. Trishelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like doing like
porn,
not porn, but she's doing like web videos with Steve-O and doing shitty direct-to-video stuff, whereas Jamie
she's trying
is
to be an actor?
Yeah,
that's bad. She doesn't seem like she has any talent.
And it was
she
funny.
She was on the Surreal Life. Did you watch that
season? Yeah. Well, that's just more of her, like, with, like, well, I can't get a movie, so I'll just do this television show with Ron Jeremy.
I saw her at Ralph's on Sunset one time.
Nice.
She looked like dried out turd on a bad stretch of road.
Goddamn. Well, she came back when they did the Vegas reunion.
Yeah.
She came back and seemed to have a bit of a chip on her shoulder in the first episode or two. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, I decided to do this in between my two movies. It's like, come on.
In my opinion, the Vegas real world was like the downfall of the real world.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it really went from being normal people, like semi-normal people, to being just sociopaths, where everybody's a bisexual, everybody's getting hammered every night. Like, it was just like a super party show after that.
Well, of course, Vegas is going to be a super party season.
But then after that, every season was like that, basically. I guess that's not true.
Like, you got to think, like, we got Alton from that season. Who's Alton again? He was the black guy who, like, he's like a mountain climber and wins pretty much every challenge he's on.
Hmm.
Like, totally fit, really, really nice guy. And another guy from, I think, The Gauntlet 3, who actually is now going out with Jillian, a guy named Frank.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
He was the reason they won The Gauntlet 3. I mean, period, the end. He actually, like, the rest of the team is, like, practically sitting in the sand, and he's having to drag them down the goddamn beach mm-hmm. while they make all the wrong moves.
All he did on that Vegas thing was sit in the gym the whole time. They had him, like, in the gym the entire time.
What, the Vegas reunion? Or
like
his first
both
season?
Of the first season.
That's not my memory of him on the reunion. Him on the reunion was fucking drinking Coronas and fucking girls. That was his business in Vegas.
Hmm.
What
do you think about the terrible prizes they have on the real... Like, in the first few seasons, like, they were getting cars. They were getting good shit the first few seasons of the challenge.
But now, they weren't getting as much money.
Well, they weren't?
No.
Well, inflation.
The cash prize has become quite a bit more.
It's still only like 300 grand to split between however many people.
Yeah, but it wasn't that... Like, I'll like go check out like Battle of the Seasons and stuff like that mm-hmm. just to get a number. But no, the prize was not that much back then.
But now they get like, oh, some $50 headphones.
Yeah, here's
an
Xbox.
They all have to pretend to be all excited about it. Yeah!
That was the funniest line of the first episode, where it was like, oh, you won the camera. And the girl was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that stupid camera.
By the way, that was a really stupid idea for a camera. Like, somebody's taking so many self-pictures of themselves that they need the screen on the front of the... I guess it could be helpful, but still.
It's helpful if you're that kind of person.
Yeah, if you're just taking MySpace pictures all day long.
I don't think that would be my camera of choice when I walked into a Best Buy.
Speaking of the prizes, I think my favorite line of the first episode was Sandy, the Asian girl, saying, I have to win this because I don't even have a full A cup. I'm going to slap some double B's on this, or double D's on this bitch.
very nice.
Yeah, that's why she's on there.
Well, Casey spent her Fresh Meat 1 money getting breast implants.
Really?
So.
They got to compete with the other girls.
Yeah.
Everybody needs D's.
Although, you know, I think it may have been Siobhan. Ask her what breast implants can
do
for you.
Jesus
Christ. A trip
Christ.
To the hospital and a fucking panicked afternoon.
By the way, you don't need breast implants. Like, if you everybody on this show, with the exception of Caitlin, is like a really good looking girl. Like, Sandy and Asian girls, they don't really need big boobs. They can pull it off.
No, I agree. Don't tell me, tell her.
I am telling her. I'm hoping she's listening right now.
All right, well, you hear that, Sandy?
No boobie implants for you.
One thing that I've noticed throughout the different seasons is there'll be these annoying little catchphrases. It'll be like one person will say it, and then by like the last episode, you'll hear it like from every cast member's goddamn mouth. You beat yourself was a big one, and you actually can still hear that throughout the different seasons. Salty got thrown around a lot once. I'm so salty, dude. I think Danny brought that one. Like, so pissed off. So salty.
That's really bad.
I can't think of any more at this very moment, but I gotta look out for the new one this season, because that's always one of my favorite things.
I think they should put that meathead, roidhead, cokehead guy from Real World Hollywood who was on Celebrity Rehab. They should get him in there next time.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on one.
He was...
Because of his enormous drug problems.
Clearly a physically fit guy.
Yeah.
And if you put him on an island, it's not like he can get coke.
Yeah.
And he was a cool guy, too. I liked him.
I could probably hang with him. I wouldn't want to be friends with him, but I could definitely hang.
He, you know, always had a smile on his face, except for when things got really dark.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, there's not going to be any drugs there.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to get into this so soon in the season, but I was wondering if you thought that they were, like, after this Jersey Shore Season 2 stuff blows over, do you think they're going to integrate the Jersey Shore kids into the challenge? Get the situation in there? I think he could be a major contender.
It's hard to say. Like, when I
Who's more fit than that guy? Like, he's just running all day and lifting weights.
That's true. I don't know.
How would you feel about that if
when
they did
it? When I first heard that rumor that they were going to be doing that, I was really disappointed. It was like when the first episode of Jersey Shore was real big.
I think it would definitely cheapen the challenge for me.
I agree. And, like, they're two separate shows. But at the same time, now that I find out that they're bringing back the same cast of Jersey Shore and we're going to, like, get to know these people better...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see them interacting with... Like,
yeah.
They wouldn't last.
It's like the superhero universe. It's like it's all the MTV universe. They can just... They'll get the 16 and pregnant girls on the next
challenge. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be amazing? The 16 and pregnant girls get impregnated by CT.
They should have CT on every season just so they can have a blowout the first episode.
And, like if... If there isn't a blowout the first episode, no one can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
He is unstoppable in those challenges.
I've never seen him compete in a challenge because it seems like he's gotten taken out the first or second episode of every single one.
I have a memory of CT. They were doing this thing where I think it was on one of the Infernos, and it was this Russian swing where one person's in the back, like, pumping their team member, up as a way to get the swing to go higher, and
mm-hmm.
once you get to a high point, you dive off. He was like goddamn Superman. I thought he was going to fly across the lake. The idea is you jump into a lake and then swim across. He practically jumped to the finish line.
He's a monster. He's probably the most terrifying guy that's ever been on the challenge, I would think, in a lot of different ways.
If
like he's huge, he's mentally unstable. Possibly psychotic.
If I were lucky enough to be able to compete on the challenge, I would totally want him there. I would hope he would be on my team, but
yeah.
But you're right. It would be a shaky deal. Like remembering that first, the first season or the first episode of I forget which challenge, he punched that guy Davis in the face for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I remember.
I saw that guy in a plane once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think I remember maybe it was Paula saying, like, right after that, he, like, ran into her room and jumped into bed and pretended to be sleeping. And then he kept saying, oh, I'm getting kicked off because I punched a gay kid. And he said gay kid so many more times than was necessary. It was extremely uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you say you wanted to just run through the cast? People we haven't, like, talked about yet?
Well, there's a couple nothing people that I don't really,
We can just, like, we could just really quick list them off and
okay,
give.
You mean of the new cast members? Or all of them? Let's do all of them.
Okay.
Well, ones we haven't talked about. Jen with two N's, who seems completely volatile, and we saw her in the... Who did she punch? Do you remember?
It was, I think, Mandy, I think
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I think it was. My favorite part about that is, like, Mandy called her a bitch or something. And if I got punched by her right after that, I'd be like, well, now you're going home, and thank you for proving my point.
Yeah, seriously. God damn it.
And we got, well, we already went through.
There's CJ from Real World Cancun. I guess the whole football thing didn't work out.
He's a super dopey guy. He seems really nice, and the physical stuff is probably definitely going to He'll probably be pretty good, but far as strategizing, I don't know if he...
Yeah, he's on the outside. This is his first season. He's not going to last.
Yep, he's going in. And then...
Danny from Austin, we already talked about him. Total fucking spaz. He's
Ryan, who was on the Duel 2.
He also was an original Fresh Meat...
That's correct.
Cast member. I've always really liked him.
Is he gay?
He is.
Okay.
He's
always making out with girls, though, for some reason.
Yeah, well...
Is there anybody on this goddamn show who isn't bisexual now?
Pretty sure that quite a few of the guys would would say that they're...
Well, I mean,
not.
As far as girls, like, every single girl is making out with other girls just as much as they're making out with guys.
Yeah, well, shit, you know, you need some camera time.
I guess. If you were doing, like, a sociological experiment and, like, all you had to go on was the Real World Road Rules Challenge, you would think every girl in the world was bisexual.
Yeah, there was the little clip of someone making out with Evelyn. And she's like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm just attracted to you. And Evelyn whispers, like, it's called being bisexual. And it's like, bullshit. It's called being on the real world.
Is Evelyn seems completely, like, a lesbian to
Yeah,
me.
She doesn't fucking flip-flop.
Let's see. We got Vinny, who seems... He's got a... The super obnoxious Boston accent, who he seems like a meathead.
Now, you mentioned him like being on a team with Sarah, being a power team. Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think he's going to drag her down.
Why?
I think he's got too much beer in that stomach.
You could be right.
And like he seems like he'd be a really good football player, like a linebacker or whatever, but he's not running that distance.
Well, he's the thing. I think he's got the fitness, and I think Sarah is going to rally him because she seems like she's really good at, like, she'll take charge. She'll be the leader of that team. She's the veteran, and she takes it really seriously. I think they still have a chance.
That's true, but, like, I mean, when he is exhausted halfway through exile, is Sarah going to carry 100 pounds worth of weight?
Why do you think he's going to be so exhausted?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't look like a long-distance runner. All I'm saying.
Fine.
He could be great.
Let's see. We got Noor, who did the best.
Noor, like, once again, poor Noor. Poor Noor.
Yeah, he's probably screwed, but I think he's going to make a comeback next season.
Oh, he'll be great in the next challenge.
Cara Maria also was the strongest girl, let's not forget, so I think she...
She did pull-ups.
She did pull-ups.
But that doesn't mean anything when it comes to... Like I said,
Well,
nothing...
listen, if this was a traditional challenge, as I like to call them, where they're going one-on-one, her versus a girl, if she's... head and shoulders stronger than all of the girls, she's winning those challenges.
That's true. You know what? If they went to, like, an inferno, she would have won.
That's right. She could lose.
Although I don't know, her against Jillian, I would still put my money on Jillian.
What?
Because I've seen Jillian perform
Jillian
really well.
Jillian weighs 90 pounds.
90
her versus
pounds of
Evelyn,
muscle.
You might have a no. Cara Maria is winning. Then we have
Paula.
Paula, I never watched her original season, but I've heard she's completely insane.
Paula was insane on her season. Paula's problem, she votes with her dick. She fucking picked her teammate, like, based
yeah,
on
do you
how
have
cute
a boyfriend?
He was.
It was really funny when he was, like, completely hammered and staring off into space.
That was one. Like, I think he was passed out with his eyes closed. That was one of the funniest moments.
That was hilarious.
I want that to be the screenshot for this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got Pete. Let's see. The handsome bartender has always been a hit with ladies, it says on the Fresh Meat Challenge.
His
page.
Hulk shit is fucking lame.
His what?
Like his Hulk shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like how it's like, oh, when I get mad, I do better. It's like, how about you just do good to begin with, Pete?
Yeah. Plus, it didn't seem to motivate Jillian too much. Like,
yeah,
she
seriously.
Like, you gotta play to your strengths and help your teammate out.
Yeah, like if I were on a team with that guy and he started, like, flipping out, and he's like, it makes me do better. Well, it makes me do worse, because mm-hmm. I don't want someone growling in my ear acting like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, just keep your shit together.
You know who I think is going to be a nothing is that Sydney girl, the new girl. She's like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
She seems like nothing. Like, even from she might have some kind of, like... From a show standpoint and from a physical challenge standpoint, She seems like she's going to be out of there pretty goddamn soon. Or she's going to have zero camera time and just kind of float through and get voted off towards the end somewhere.
I don't know about that. Once again, she's with CJ. CJ's not going to be staying there for very much longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's done.
Yeah, she's... Maybe we'll see her again on another challenge.
I don't think so. I think she's done altogether.
She could be one of those fresh meat people that just bathe into obscurity after first.
Yeah, think about this. Like, if they don't do anything controversial to get their camera time, they're not getting the call again.
That's true.
Teresa, who... Her whole storyline for this entire episode was... She was trying to figure out who she wanted to bang more.
Yeah, she's just going to fuck her way through the challenge.
Yeah, she... The funny thing about all these people is they're all like, especially the new people, they seem like they're all star fuckers, except for none of these people on the show are stars. Like, they're all just a bunch of they're all just a bunch of losers.
Yeah, but if you're the fan,
completely be all over all that.
I saw The Miz once at Arclight. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Really?
I
met Robin at the Arclight. I sold her, we used to work at the Arclight,
yeah,
by the way,
P.S.
many years ago. But I sold her peanut M&Ms, and I called her by her first name, and she seemed very happy that somebody had recognized her. Like, she was over the moon that I knew her name.
Well, she doesn't have a whole lot of wins in her life, Jordan. She got one from you that day. Robin, who is also a sad case, she can never make it to the end. Poor Robin.
Yeah. Jeff and Luke, I don't care about either of those guys. I don't think... I don't know. This guy says he went through... The Jeff guy went through Navy SEAL training or whatever, and he didn't make it. So what does that say about him? Like, at first I was like, oh, this guy's going to be tough. And then he's like, oh, I washed out.
Yeah, and like he might be an okay competitor, but...
He's with Paula, right?
He's with Paula. And Paula... Paula gets left on the beach... At the end, you know, people will be like, all right, we're with you if you're with us. And then when push comes to shove, they're like, you know, Paula, we could do without you.
Mm-hmm. Teresa, oh, back to Teresa. I think Kenny doesn't seem like he seems like he plays up kind of like a male slut kind of thing, but I don't think he's actually that kind of guy.
Oh, I bet if he's into her, he'd go for it.
I'm sure, yeah, but,
Like, yes, he didn't fuck Sarah, or at least claimed to not fuck Sarah, but on the island, Johanna
fucking... Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe he learned his lesson.
Got as far as she did just because she was sleeping with Kenny, so... Mm-hmm. Kenny,
And that's what originated the Kenny and Wes rivalry, right?
Yeah, that's true. So if I had to give her a suggestion, I'd say fuck Kenny,
because
he's going to get you where you need to go.
That's right. And then Sandy, the perky Asian girl, I don't know. Who's she partnered with?
Danny.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
You know, like, people keep Danny around for a while in case they have to push a car through sand.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's not getting to the last four.
Although I was talking to Sandy and Cara Maria via Facebook, because you can look all these people up, and they all have Facebook pages, and they will add you, because they're all narcissists. No offense.
Careful, Jordan.
Well, maybe they're not narcissists, but...
You're talking about maybe trying to get some of these people on the show. Like,
okay.
I was thinking about that earlier. It's like, how honest can we be if we're trying to fucking
Let's hope they're narcissistic enough to still want to be on the show because they want to hear their own voices. But I don't want to be that harsh. I'm just saying, I was talking to her and Cara Maria on Facebook, and Sandy... kind of led me to believe that she's going to be on there for a while. Sort of. I was just saying she seems really nice, and she said, oh, you're going to see some different sides of me during the season.
In the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get really pissed off on Wednesday when they vote me off.
That could be it. Hopefully not. They can't get rid of my two favorite girls right away.
Poor Jordan.
I know.
All right, well, that was a fairly successful first episode.
I suppose.
Talking about the challenge, of course, not this podcast.
Yeah.
but
We'll hone the format. We don't know how it's exactly going
to
go.
Yeah, just know that this first episode is probably going to be a lot longer than our follow-up episodes.
Yeah, we gotta set them all up.
Yeah, we had a lot to talk about on this one.
So, also, are we going to do a BS Report-style fantasy draft?
I would love to, but I mean, like, we don't have that shit all set up, and it's already rolling.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pick once we've already seen the first episode. So I think we're going to have to pass this season, unfortunately.
God damn it. Well,
but yeah,
the good thing about it is that would be a ton of work to sit and analyze every episode.
Seriously,
especially if we have, like, fighting, kissing a girl as points, like...
Yeah, you have to add up all those points, and like watch to make like see if they happen and stuff. Like, I can't sit there with a checklist every episode. I'm too involved.
We need an intern. So if you want to intern for our show and add up our points for our fantasy draft, email
or create the fantasy draft. Mm-hmm. That would help us out a lot as well.
Yeah, we need brackets.
So yeah, email us if you want to do a fantasy. If you want to start our fantasy draft, email us if you know why that chick couldn't get into the country.
Email us if you're a cast member and you're interested in being on the show. We're in the studio here. It's literally a studio apartment in Hollywood.
Are we really making that joke on both podcasts, Jordan? So, or if you just have any comments, feel free to email us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tune in next week.
We'll be talking about the next episode. Hopefully it's a good one. This first one, I will say, has delivered.
Yeah, I feel as well.
I feel good about this season of Fresh Meat 2.
Also, I am eagerly anticipating the first You Killed It.
Mm-hmm.
So
for Ryan Kane, I am Jordan Strickland for the You Killed It podcast. Have a good night.
Have a good one.